Hey there, I'm Zach, and you guys need to take a breath, settle back, and relax, because this is a very different and a very special episode of Down Gilead Lane. Now, usually at this point, you're used to hearing something about what's happening in Coleraine. Well, something kind of like this.
Oh, John.
Those kids in Peru, they don't have anything.
I think I've isolated a good portion of my project.
Did you see Maya's new sweater? I want one.
Where are the cookies from last night?
Hey, what about me? The Morrisons are so perfect.
Monica.
But today is not going to sound like that. No, today is going to be totally different. You see, this morning in the mail, I got a package from Steve O'Dell. Many of you know him as the director of Down Gilead Lane. And Steve reminded me that as of last season, we've recorded over 100 episodes of Down Gilead Lane. That's over 2,400 minutes, nearly 48 solid hours of DGL. So today, we're going to celebrate that and take a look back. What was that? Oh, you want to know what's in the box?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, as you may not realize, is a bit of a geek. He loves science fiction, and he's always got a lot of sci-fi stuff around him. And today in the mail, I got something really cool we're going to use for today's episode. It's a time machine. No, really. We're going to go back in time and see how far we've come in these last 100 episodes. So, here we go. When we started our time in Coleraine, things were much, much different.
Honey, I couldn't eat with you. Part of going to school means eating with your new friends, not spending time with your old mom.
I know, but I wanted to be with my old mom.
It's okay, Mom. I found Timmy at lunch, and he ate with us.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that Mr. Stevens is our cross-country coach?
Yep, and I heard he's just as strict when he coaches as he is in class.
Well, I'm off to a great start with him.
Aw, come on. It's not so bad.
Brooke Morrison, please report to the principal's office.
Mikey, tell me you didn't get in another fight with Maya Richter.
I want to finish this math problem.
Your wish is my command, oh great one.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Maya's been such a jerk.
So, did you hear that crazy Grace is moving back to Coleraine? Right to the end of your street.
Crazy who?
So, Crazy Grace is Miss Andrews?
Yes. Miss Andrews' first name is Grace, and you will not refer to her as Crazy Grace.
Mm. How do you know all this? Have you met her?
Well, of course not. But that horrible accident happened right here on this street.
Yeah, that's the most tragic thing that ever happened in our town. There was a lot of talk about it even when we moved here.
But you never met her?
Nope. We don't know anything more than what we just told you.
You don't really believe all that stuff about Crazy Grace, do you?
I don't know what to believe. Caleb said that she was never the same after that accident. That she lost her mind along with her sight. He said that she's been at that institution out east for like 30 years. The point is that nobody knows anything about this lady. The only thing going around is that she's crazy and unsafe.
You aren't much of one to push the edge, are you?
Not intentionally.
This conversation is over. Maya, you will never question us again about Grace Andrews and the way that your mother and I handle things. Am I clear?
But, Dad, it's not fair.
I said, am I clear?
Yeah.
Ever since she started going to your little homegrown church, spending time with your kids, talking to that Grace, I don't even know her anymore.
All right, then get to know her, Tom. She loves you.
Don't tell me how to raise my children.
Did somebody say fish? I'm going fishing tomorrow with Mr. Key.
Well, we're not going fishing. We're going to Pixley Pond to find treasure.
Yeah, we're gonna catch such cool stuff.
We're just gonna catch fish.
Whoa!
You got a bite!
Looks like a big one, too.
Oh, yeah. We've had lots of changes in Coleraine since then. We've gotten to see some people meet Jesus.
You guys keep talking about God. I know you go to church and all that, but...
What don't you get, Matt?
I mean, how does God help you to be nice to Maya? How does God help you do anything? I can't see him there with you, but you act like he's your best friend.
The most important thing you can ever do is give your life to Christ. Do you understand that?
But I really messed up, Grace.
Oh, Maya, God knows that. And he loves every inch of you.
He does?
So much that he sent his own son down here to die a horrible, painful death for us.
I heard about that before,
but I never thought of him doing that for me.
You know something? If you were the only person on Earth, Maya, he would have done it just to save you.
But how does God know if you... No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
God knows our hearts. Now you just need to ask him to help you. Tell him that you love him and that you want to be washed by the blood of his son. Thank him for that gift.
I don't know how. Would you help me?
Lord God, this is the guy I've been telling you about. This is my friend Caleb. And he's got something he wants to tell you. Your turn.
God, it's me, Caleb Richter. I guess I've been wanting to meet you for a long time.
Please, save me now.
Please, save me now.
Forgive me of all my sin.
Forgive me of all of my sin.
And I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life from now on.
And I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life from now on.
Forever.
Forever.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
You did it!
We've also lost some good friends.
How's Mr. Key?
Mr. Key!
Mr. Key just passed away.
I wish we could have done just one more fishing trip together. But now he's gone.
And we've gained some new friends.
Hope, would you like it if this were more than just a weekend?
What?
Would you like to stay with us?
Really?
Yes.
For how long?
Well, as long as you like. I mean, we have to work out foster care and all of that.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I understand.
What?
You'll just keep me for a while until someone else wants me, right?
No.
We want you.
You all want me to stay?
Yes.
Of course.
For real and for always? Did you plan this?
No, honey. We didn't plan it.
No, I think it was part of a far bigger plan than ours, Hope.
So what do you say, kiddo?
Huh? What do you think?
We need another sister around here.
Sister? Really? I think I'd like that a lot.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
That is so cool. Well, now, if I can get this thing to work, let's go forward and see what's been going on most recently.
Do you, Haley Morrison, take this man to be your...
Whoa, wait. That's way too far. Let's back it up a little bit. All right, let me peek here for 1 second. Make sure it's okay. Okay, that's much better. All right, let's see what things are like in Coleraine now.
I, Jonathan Michael Morrison, do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of mayor of the city of Coleraine and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the laws and ideals set forth by the founders of Coleraine.
Jonathan Michael Morrison, you are now the mayor of Coleraine.
Thank you. No, thank you very much. I want to thank the city of Coleraine for electing me to this office with such an incredible majority. As I stand here today, I thank you for having such faith in me, and I promise to always keep that faith in mind as I execute this job. And I need to thank my family for their support and encouragement through the election process and the days following. I especially want to thank my son, Justin, who, though he can't be here today, called me this morning and he gave me his words of encouragement. He told me that he knew I'd do the best job I could for the city of Coleraine, and he told me to make sure to take care of his hometown, so he'll always have a place to come home to. Justin, Coleraine will be here waiting when you come home. I promise to take care of it and the wonderful people who call Coleraine home.
Thank you all so very much.
Wow, that sure is a long way from the first time we heard John Morrison talk about work. He was just starting out in his job as a family court judge. But the inauguration isn't the only party going on for the Morrisons.
Brooke, can you believe it? We're not in high school anymore.
I never thought this day would come.
I'm sure you didn't. Oh, aren't you glad Monica Richter went through with her promise?
Yeah.
Even after she didn't win?
Yeah. 4 years of college at NYU paid for by the Richters.
And me off to Grove City without indentured servitude.
I think yes. That's great. And it's so amazing that she didn't argue with your choice of college.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, we'll both be a long way from state, but there's email and phone calls.
And holidays.
You're leaving tomorrow. I can't believe it.
I promise to make sure she gets a cool room and to check out her roommate for you.
You'd better. I'm counting on you, Luke. And then you're going too.
In a couple of weeks.
It's really ending, isn't it?
What do you mean? It's just beginning.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I'm gonna miss you.
You know, I think we're all gonna miss Brooke, Becca, and Luke a whole lot. And speaking of missing people, what about Justin? Well, look, no worries there. Let's listen in and see what he's been up to.
John, we have 2 children going to college this year.
Mm.
How did that happen? Can you believe it?
I know, I know. But Justin's done so well with Cheryl and her mentoring.
Mm.
He tested out his senior year and into college. He's graduated early.
Oh, he's done so much better than I'd ever expected after, well, everything.
Yeah, he just... Well... Thank God that we saw what was happening and that we were able to act for Justin's best interest. Mm. If the election had been any busier, or... Well, we might not have seen it.
It's true. Oh, it could have been so much worse.
God really blessed us with Tom and Cheryl.
And he took care of Justin.
Oh, and he did. And now he's off to college a year early? Wow, what a great adventure for him.
Mm.
I'd say there's been a lot going on around here. And now, with all these changes, things even sound a lot different down Gilead Lane. Another thing that sounds different on our favorite street in Coleraine these days isn't actually a new sound, just one that nobody around here has heard in a long time. It's the sound of somebody learning to ride a bike.
Come on,
try. Can't do this, you guys. It's crazy.
Sure you can, Hope. Everyone has to learn sometime.
Yeah. What are you kids doing to that poor little girl?
Hey, Grace.
Hey, Grace.
Finn.
Hey, Finn.
Hope's learning how to ride a bike.
Oh, that's tough. I remember learning how to ride. Right here on this street.
Bet that was tough.
What?
Learning how to ride on a dirt road. That's what it was like when you were a kid, right?
Ouch.
Well, not quite. They'd invented pavement by then. Oh, and no more wooden sidewalks either. We had cars and everything.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Time to give it another shot, Hope. You don't want to lose the momentum.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means that while you're doing good, you should keep going.
Okay. I'll give it another try. But you guys have to know, if you're trying to tire me out just to get me to go to bed early, it ain't gonna work.
Who, us? Will we do that?
Oh. Isn't going to work.
See, Haley knows. I'm on to you, Morrison.
Uh-oh. I meant...
Go.
Good job,
Hope.
Hope.
Oh,
yay.
You can handle that.
That's it. Girl.
That's right. Keep going.
Come on. Yo.
Oh, now that's a car sound I don't recognize.
Who is that?
What's happening?
What are they doing in Mr. Key's yard?
What's going on?
Who are they?
I don't know.
Did you see that? I went all the way down and back without hitting the brakes once.
What's that?
What are y'all looking at? A guy with a hammer? That's more important than me riding a bike for the first time?
It's Mr. Key's house.
Yeah, so?
It's for sale.
Mr. Key's really gone.
Yeah, he is.
It's okay to miss him.
It's just so weird without him there.
But look at it this way. We're going to have new neighbors.
That's true. Mr. Key talked to me about that a long time ago.
He did?
Yeah, he told me what it was like when our house was for sale. He had no idea what we'd be like.
That's weird to think about.
I'm sure it is. You know, when you've been someplace for a long time, we almost forget that you haven't always been there.
Whoa, that's deep.
I guess it is.
So, who is this Key guy?
Mr. Key. I'll tell you about him sometime.
Okay, so now can we get back to me, bike, riding?
Oh yeah, we wouldn't want to forget about that. Come on, let's see if you can do this without training wheels.
Oh,
that's a good idea. You can do it pretty well.
Without training wheels? Really? That's awesome!
Hey kids, you've been out here a while. Would anyone like something to drink?
Yeah!
Me!
Okay,
me!
Okay, I guess we're taking a break.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Oh, Grace, it's good to see you. Why don't you come inside and have a cup of something more grown up than juice or punch, like some tea?
Oh, I'd like that. Oh, it's been a long time.
Oh, and Mike, Finn, where are you going?
Come get something to drink.
You too. You need to check the pedal on Hope's bike. Sure, the last time she came back, it looked like it was wiggling a little.
Hey, when did you become a slave driver?
When I became a big sister.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's really kind of fun being a big brother.
Hey, what am I? Chopped liver?
Oh. Nah, you know what I mean.
It's been a long time since we've had a little kid in the house. I mean, when was the last time you needed help tying your shoes?
That's true.
This must have been what it was like for Justin and Brooke when you came along.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. And I'm like you were.
Yep.
I miss Brooke and Justin.
So do I.
Aw, come on. We all get our own rooms now.
Michael Morrison, are you saying you don't miss Justin and Brooke?
Of course not. I miss Justin a lot. He always understood when I was joking. Unlike some people.
Michael!
Yeah, Hope, go!
Hope?
Hope, look out! Slow down! Hope, are you okay?
Are you all right?
How's the bike?
Michael!
I'm just kidding. Everyone was asking about Hope and... Never mind, didn't work like I thought it would.
Look at my knees bleeding all over!
Oh, you'll be okay. I'll go get a bandage.
And some of that blue stuff.
All right. Blue stuff? What's that?
It's the stuff that helps clean it out, and it stops it from hurting.
I don't think it's that bad, Hope.
Nah, you're fine. You'll be up and around in just a couple of months.
Mike!
Man, you guys need to work on your sense of humor.
It's not funny, Morrison! I'm bleeding!
Here we go. We'll get you all fixed up in no time.
Hope, are you all right?
She skinned her knee.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, that can really hurt.
I've got it all fixed up, though, I think. Look, the bandage is even pink with hearts all over it, Hope. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Maybe we should take a break from riding today.
I'm with you!
Why don't you put away your bike and come inside? It's nearly dinner time anyway.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I used to know a guy who looked just like you. Came home every night, had dinner with his family, relaxed.
Uh-huh.
I think they miss him, too.
I know. Spending way too much time at both offices these days. I think it'll taper off a little once we're done making all the transitions, but right now, everything's a little chaotic.
We understand that, Dad.
Yeah? You okay?
Yeah. It's just with Justin and Brooke gone, and Hope with us, things around here are still in transition, too.
Oh, that's a good point.
Did you see that?
What?
Mr. Key's house is for sale.
Oh, look at that. You're right. Everything is changing around here, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's some things that won't change.
Like what?
Like me being ready for dinner. Mom made taco casserole.
Really? Well, come on, compadre. Let's go, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
This casserole is really good.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've had it.
Mm-hmm. It has. I think we got into a rut for a while. I thought it might be good to dig out some of the old recipes, you know?
Mm. I'm glad you did. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Boy, thank you, Hope.
I got an email from Justin today.
Oh,
you
what
did?
Say,
how is he?
Well, it seems that one of his professors wrote a book on rocketry that he read a few years ago. He was very excited to find out he's going to get to spend an entire semester studying under this guy.
That's cool. And after Brooke met that girl last week from Peru.
It looks like college is going to be good for our Morrisons far away.
Yeah, God's being good to our whole family, no matter where we are.
Yes, he is.
Did you see that Mr. Key's house is for sale?
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I knew it was going to happen eventually, but it still kind of surprises you, doesn't it?
I wonder what our new neighbors will be like.
Maybe they'll have kids.
Yeah, they may not.
Boys.
Girls!
Dad's right. They may not.
Who doesn't have kids?
Mr. Key didn't.
That's right.
Yeah, we should start praying for them.
Praying for them? The new people?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You don't even know who they are.
You don't have to know people to pray for them, Hope.
There's got to be another girl. We need more of them on this street.
We do not. Women way outnumber the men here. What we really need is a good basketball player.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, did you hear I rode my bike today?
You did? Hey, give me the ball. That's great, honey.
She even did a little time without training wheels.
Really? In no time at all, you'll be riding like a pro? Then maybe you can all go on bike rides together.
Or ride to school.
That's right. You're starting school soon, Hope. You can ride your bike to school with Tim.
Sorry to pop that bubble, but no. I'm done on that bike. It nearly killed me today.
What? Well, what happened, honey?
Did you see my knee? All bleeding and gashed up and nasty. I think I saw my bone. No, thank you.
It wasn't that bad.
So, you're just never going to learn to ride a bike? You can't do that.
Why not? There's some law against it. We have to learn to ride a bike if we want to live here.
No, but you can't just stop because you fall down once. Everyone falls down sometimes. You just got to get back up and do it again.
Okay. Why?
Why what?
When it hurts, why do I have to get up and go again?
Because you just do. If you don't, you'll never learn to do anything.
Yeah. Don't you want to be able to ride your bike like the other kids in school?
Why? Do I need it? Mr. Morrison, are we going to lose the car?
What? No, Hope. We're not going to lose the car.
Okay, then what's the big deal?
Hope.
Honey.
You know, Hope, when something hurts really bad, sometimes you just don't want to get up and go again. Sometimes you might even want to just stay in bed and not get up.
Like you?
Yeah, like me. But God didn't want me to stay in bed and let life pass me by. He made us to live. And he wants us to get up and move on. And sometimes the hurt, it helps us grow. We learn from it, and it builds our faith in what God can do in us. Yeah, in the Bible, it talks about gold being purified. Mm-hmm. Do you know how that happens?
Nope.
Well, the gold gets melted down and put into the hottest fire you can make. It's so hot, it melts the solid gold into complete liquid. And then, everything that's not gold, the impurities they're called, separate from the gold and get thrown away.
Really? They cook it?
Yes, I guess you could say that. But the Bible says we're like gold, and God's going to refine us. And I can't imagine that going through the fire would be fun. Could you?
God's going to burn us? And you guys pray to this guy? Seriously?
No. Not literally. Oh, I forgot what it's like to answer all these questions.
Yeah.
The Bible means that sometimes we're going to go through rough times.
Oh.
Yeah, hard times. Some things really take patience to learn. Hope, like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Right. Or starting a new job. And if you fall and don't get back on, you won't learn how to ride a bike or learn to be patient.
Trials teach us to keep trusting in God, knowing that He is working in us for a purpose. And that produces patience and our faith in God grows. Honey, we learn to depend on Him more and more through our trials. And not give up.
And He'll be what brings you through. and then you'll grow from those rough times.
And what does this have to do with my bike?
They're saying you gotta get up and try again, Hope.
There you go.
Do you know why you fell?
I was going too fast and I hit a bump. And I think something happened to the pedal. Really, it's all a blur.
Oh.
Well, did you learn anything from it?
Yeah, I sure did. I'm way safer with 2 feet on the ground.
Hope!
No, I see what you're saying. Maybe I'll give it another shot. Tomorrow. After my leg heals back up.
Okay. Yeah.
No need to mess with it, you know?
Okay, then. I'll buy that. We'll work on it again tomorrow. Cool?
Don't you guys have anything better to do than make sure a 5-year-old kid rides her bike?
Nope. You're pretty much stuck with us.
Yeah. Is that okay with you, Hope?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good.
Hey, Haley, did you see there's a new Cutie Girl CD coming out?
No way. Where'd you find that out?
I have my sources.
Come on. You've got to tell me.
You know, we could get posters for our rooms. They could match. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. What's the title of the CD?
Well, I heard that it's going to be called Cutie Girls and the Sandcastles.
Summer beach songs. That's cool.
Oh, brother. Not another one.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Uh-oh. It looks like Mike's got his work cut out for him. Hope, too, I guess. Think about it. There's a lot of new things for her to deal with, living with the Morrisons and all. But it looks like she's starting off on the right foot. What about you? What do you think about new things? New school, new house, new friends, maybe even new theme music? Are you able to see change as a way to grow your faith? Why not think about it and then let us know? We'd love to hear from you. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. And while you're at it, why not check out the DGL website, gileadlane.org, where you can go to find all kinds of fun facts about the characters and places on Down Gilead Lane, and sign up for the Coleraine Connection podcast. Today's episode, Memories and Milestones, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. Hoping to see you right back here next time, Down Gilead Lane.